Blog Talk Radio.
Clap it up.
Woo.
Have been thunder and the world was born. Life begins and ends in the dust you born. Faith commanded and the mountains move. Fear is losing ground to our hope in you. Let's sing it out. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everybody. I'm Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Shalene Cook, your modern-day Shulamite woman, and I am here to welcome you to Wounded No More with Prophetess Vanessa Carver for this Thursday, January 27th, 2022. And now, my brothers and sisters, here is your anointed host and facilitator, the beautiful lady herself, Prophetess Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Cook. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show, Wounded No More. Tonight, I'm going to be teaching from Romans and Ephesians. And we're going to be talking about every joint supplies, jointly fit together to build community in the body of Christ. This is particularly, I'm coming from a different angle, only because I'm teaching under, always teaching leading back to wounded and not, and healing and wholeness, basically. So I'm always trying to find or to see where God would want me to expand more in the word, especially the word, about our healing and our wholeness. And that is part of our redemption. That is part of our birthright, is to be healed and to be and stay redeemed. That is even part of our salvation. That is our right. It's a spiritual right. And so I'll tell you a little backstory, a narrative behind how he dealt with me about this. And it has a lot to do with my own personal healing in my body, of my arm. My arm was injured a couple of days, a day before New Year's. And I don't want to get into the particulars of how bad it was, but it was really bad. It was life-threatening. And I thank God for his healing. But as my arm began to heal, one of the things as I was observing and is how my nerves and my artery had to be repaired and come back to life. And I had my arm in a sling. I've had a splint on my arm for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and so on and so forth. But what I noticed, I was having a conversation with my husband one night, and I was like, I never thought that, you know, this would affect my whole entire arm. And not just that, but my shoulder even. But as I began to heal, I also saw how my left hand, which I'm right-handed, and this injury happened in my right hand. It began to get stronger. I began to learn to do things with my right hand. So it immediately, my left hand, so it immediately took over for the injury of my right hand. And I just, God just dropped in my spirit. He said, fitly joined together. He said, their body works just like I intend the body of Christ to work. When something is broken, when something is wounded, when something is injured, your other parts of your body compensate for that wound and for that injury. And it just brought tears to my eyes. And I said, okay, the next time I get on Wounded No More, I'm going to teach this, Lord. But we're going to start in the word. And my whole premise every time when I teach or present on this show is to edify, exhort, and comfort you and remind you of what God has said, not what I'm saying. And know that he is ever present in his word, and his word is a foundation for truth. And so that's why I always read a lot on here. I read straight from the word of God, and we don't have to read between the lines, and the word does interpret itself. Every now and then I will be sharing a revelation that I get from reading the word, because many times in my own private studies, I'll get one level of revelation, and then when I present before the show, I get another one while it's like real time revelation. So I thank God for that. And keep in mind, as I'm reading this and talking to you, this is all about your healing. This is all about your wholeness and how the body is supposed to work together and how God designed your natural body to work just like he did the body of Christ. When somebody is hurt, we're all to rush in and cover and help them to heal. Just like my body did in the natural, even my immune system was impacted by my injury, but the rest of my blood cells and everything else in my body began to rush towards that injury, which is part of what adrenaline does. So there are this is a metaphor. This injury was a metaphor, and it showed me how I'm supposed to be an integral part in all of us as servants and leaders in the body of Christ and how we're supposed to operate. So I'm just going to read the word first in Ephesians 4 through, Ephesians 4, 1 through 16, and then I will read 12, 4 through 18. I therefore, and Paul is writing in both of these epistles, Paul is addressing the body. He's addressing the churches in these different places. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. All humility. Remember, I taught humility a couple of weeks ago. And gentleness with patience, bearing with one another in love. I'm going to write down how many times that word comes up, love, so far as one, because it goes back to what I'm going to expound upon later. Eager to maintain the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. That's in its entirety. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. And that was, he's quoting Psalm 68 and 4, I believe. In saying he ascended, what does it mean? But that he had also descended into the lower regions. He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood. That's another word I want to highlight, mature. So I'm talking about love. I want to highlight mature, fully developed, and the word unity. I'm going to highlight that word too. Building up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness, and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up. Another way of saying mature. We are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, this is a highlight, working properly, it makes the body grows so that it builds itself up in love. There you go again, the love, all right? And so I want to talk a little bit about this and tell you why I'm highlighting certain things. Basically, the things that stood out as I read this. And every time I read it, there's always something different that stands out. It talks about us being mature and how it's important to that the love and the unity is there. Now, you know, we do a lot of things together in church. We gather, we support. And the main thing that makes me think about this scripture is, are we really doing it in love? Or are we doing it based on obligation or habit? Because if love's not there, it's obvious that it's not there. Sometimes we do it as a courtesy, but is there love there? That's the main thing you got to focus on. It's not like all those other things are bad. It's more about true unity is going to be cultivated by true love for one another. And that comes from the Spirit. We have Holy Spirit, so those things have to be cultivated in us. Do we always see those things? No, because we get so used to habit and doing things out of ritual. We're not thinking about where's their love. It says the whole body joined together, held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, very well stated, working properly. Something can work, but is it working properly? You know, and when I think about the body of Christ and I think about functions and the things that we do together and what we see, it's like, oh, yeah, that looks like that's working. That looks like they're doing, but is it working properly? And so basically the scriptures before that one kind of tells you whether it is or not. It talks about the things to stay away from. It talks about, you know, maturity and how it's important. It even talks about humility. So which when each part is working properly, it makes the body grow. So I want to focus on that part too a bit about maturity and the things that we still see in the body of Christ. And it's like, well, there needs to be growth or there's immaturity. And it goes back to the root. Why is there so much immaturity? Because the body's not working properly. There's something wrong with something. It's just like when my arm my hand is until they said it would take about 9 to 12 months for my nerves and my artery to totally heal. That takes time. And right now I'm in physical therapy. So I go to physical therapy to make sure everything's going right, to make sure the surgery was truly successful, because even though that wound is closed up and stitched up and not a gaping wound, it still needs to heal. And when I think about the body of Christ, I think about that, how all things look nice and neat on the outside, but there's still something wrong. It's still not totally healed because it's not working properly. Something is wrong. Something is off. And so I just thank God for just using this analogy to let me know that usually what we see in the natural, God shows us things in the spiritual, and it helps us understand how to pray. He even gave us the fivefold ministry. He gave us those gifts, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the shepherds, or teachers, to equip the saints, you know, to build up. It's for the body of Christ. We need those elements in the body of Christ. And so I think about, you know, when your body is sick, or when you're, you know, you have to build your immune system up, and otherwise you'll stay sick for a while. You might even get so used to being sick that you learn how to function, but you're still sick. You know what I mean? And so just dwell on whatever is getting your attention tonight in this presentation, because there are different things that God's showing me. When things don't work properly in your body, it's the same thing when things don't work properly in the body of Christ. Something is wrong, and that is not wholeness. We can call it whatever we want to, but somebody is not well, or something's not working properly. So let's go to, I read Ephesians 4 and 16. Now I'm going to go to Romans 12, Romans 12, 4 through 18. Which is kind of similar, but it talks about the physical body as a metaphor and kind of what I was describing, but Paul goes more into detail. For as in one physical body, we have many parts, organs, members, and all of these parts do not have the same function or use. We, numerous as we are, one body in Christ, the Messiah, and individually, we are parts one of another, mutually dependent on one another. So there's certain things that are getting my attention in this one, dependent on one another, just like our natural body. Having gifts, faculties, talents, and qualities that differ according to the grace given us, let us use them. He whose gift is prophecy, let him prophesy according to the proportion of his faith. He whose gift is practical service, let him give himself to serving. He who teaches, to his teaching. He who exhorts, encourages, to his exhortation. And he who contributes, let him do it in simplicity and liberality. He who gives aid and superintends with zeal and singleness of mind. He who does acts of mercy with genuine cheerfulness and joyful eagerness. Let your love, that word again, be sincere. Let it be a real thing. Hate what is evil. Loathe all ungodliness. Turn in horror from wickedness. But hold fast to that which is good. Love one another, that word again, with brotherly affection as members of one family. Giving precedence and showing honor to one another. Never lag in zeal, and in earnest endeavor, be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoice and exalt in hope. Be steadfast and patient in suffering and tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of God's people, sharing in the necessities of the saints. That's a good one, too. And pursue the practice of hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, who are cruel in their attitude towards you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, sharing others' joy. But weep with those who weep, sharing others' grief. That's really important too. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty. Harmony is another word for unity, so I'm going to count that as one of my words. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, snobbish, high-minded, exclusive, but readily adjust yourself to people, things. Give yourself to humble tasks. That word humility, to humble tasks. Never overestimate yourself or be wise in your own conceit. Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. And if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. There's a lot said in this verse, packed with many things in Romans 12, 4 through 18. And I like how he starts up about the physical body has many parts, but different functions. They don't all have the same function. And once again, talking about, you know, the theme of this show, wholeness and healing, many people come into the body of Christ with different gifts and callings, but they also come from different walks of life. We're different colors, different genders. We come from different lifestyles and how we were raised. And that doesn't always, it's not always to have a very successful blended family, but everything has a function. Remember, as I said in Ephesians, how when things are working properly, the body works and it develops the way it's supposed to, but when it's not, despite the fact that there are different organs, they all have a function and a use. And he said, though we are numerous, we are one in body in the Christ. And so that's why unity is so important. That's why unity and maturity and humility is so important, because there are so many moving pieces. And but everything has a function, and we have to, and it's mutually dependent on one another. There's things in our bodies that are just like I was talking about my arm. They're dependent on each other. We need each other, but not to be codependent, but dependent on each other. Doesn't work properly unless it is dependent on it. And that's the way God designed it. He designed us to be dependent on each other, not codependent on one another. This is how it works. Because of our different gifts and our talent and like I said, our walks of life and people coming from different cultures coming into the body of Christ. And he talks about all the different gifts and all the different types of service. But he says, you know, let your love be sincere. Let it be a real thing. Hate what is evil. Love all ungodliness. Turn and pour from wickedness. You know, let your love be genuine. And this goes back to what I was reading in Ephesians about not just saying, okay, we're united, but then there's no love there. You know, it's not real love. It's not genuine. And people know that. It's just this, we get so caught in this is the way we go to church. This is the way, you know, we have relationships with some of these people, but some of these people we don't have relationships with. But we all go to the same church, though, you know. So there's cliques and things like that. And it's like, that's not anything that God is, he looks down at that, and we should too, amongst each other, and find ways to be more united in the body of Christ, because otherwise what? The body is not working properly. It's just not working properly. There's no growth. There's no maturity. There's no development. And so you can read this over and over again and be able to meditate on this and begin to see what God is saying to you personally, and as a servant leader, what he is saying to you, and how he wants you to walk in certain things. You know, he's love, and his mercy works for all of us, not just for some of us. You know, it talks about, I was reading in Ephesians about all, it says in verse, I think it's, for there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, the one faith, and one Lord and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And if that's not inclusive, I don't know what is. You know what I mean? It doesn't leave anything or anybody out. It's not meant to, and we're not to do that either. It's for all of us. So we have to know why it's important that we love one another and that we walk in love, and that's about going deeper. And really depending and learning, if need be, how is body supposed to work? You know, if anybody's ever taken, I haven't, but I had friends that took anatomy class because they said it was easy. Then they heard it was easy, and then they got in there and realized it wasn't, because they had to memorize all the parts and of the different functions, you know, like the heart, the respiratory system, the nervous system, a brain. They had to learn all these different things, and they would have tests on them, had to memorize not just what they were, but how they functioned. And so I think that we have to be willing to learn based on these two scriptures and other things in the Word that talk about the function of the body of Christ, how these things work together. If we just start with the fivefold ministry, that's a good start to learn how the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and shepherds and teachers, how they all work together to equip the body. And then there's other gifts and callings and things like that, and how they all work together, how they're supposed to build and uplift each other. It's like learning the anatomy of the body of Christ is way more important, unless you're a doctor in some ways. It is more important, even if you are a doctor, and knowing the anatomy of the body. If you are a doctor, you do need to understand that, because that's part of your calling. That's how you heal. That's how you help the body heal. That's all you're doing. You're not trying to take away from what God is doing. You're trying to assist in the body doing what God designed it to do. And that's really what Paul is writing about and reminding the church that this is how, for the body to function the way it's supposed to function in love. And then I immediately thought about those lost souls who come into the body and who are saved, and how we're to cover them and to protect them until they heal. This is all a part of the maturation process. And until they heal, we're to, not that we don't tell them the truth, not that we don't enable them or that they become codependent, but it makes me think of what happened to my arm when it was injured. And there are levels of healing. And so the more healing that occurs in my arm and my hand, the more that I don't need a sling, or I don't need it to be wrapped up, or, you know, I don't need to do certain things. But until it does, I have to do everything those therapists and the doctor tells me to do. Even how I sleep or how I hold my arm, or what I don't do, meaning don't pick up certain things, or I can't even move my wrist a certain angle. And until that happens, you know, until it's ready to, then I don't rush it. So we have to be careful how we treat and how we look and how we pray and how we cover and how we disciple those who come into the body of Christ who are wounded. They really are wounded. And so I believe some of us are more sensitive to seeing who those souls are. I even feel like when you come into the body of Christ, sometimes you're good and then you serve a while and then you become wounded. You become wounded while you're in the fold. So we have to be just as mindful of covering those who are wounded in the body, as well as those who come from the world and come in the body and that are wounded. Those are two elements that we don't always think about, but there are people that have served for years and are wounded. We don't think about covering them as much as we think about people, those new souls that come in. But that's just as important too. And so the body fitly joined together and dependent upon one another in a place of love and harmony will allow the body to grow and develop the way it's supposed to. And I just want everybody to think about something along this subject that God is dealing with you about, or it's reminding you of something, not just what you can do, but in the natural, of course, but also spiritually, how is God specifically talking to you tonight about the body, how to build community, how to keep building. If that's what you're doing, just keep building it. Make sure love is there. Make sure that there's no vacancy of love, or love needs to be developed or something. Make sure that you are one of those joints that's fully operational in what you're doing, no matter what it looks like, so that when there is an impediment in the body or a wound or an injury, you're there doing what you're supposed to do. You're one of those you're one of those things that bolsters and supports what's going on in the body of Christ. And I think the world looks at us and can really be, we can really be a witness on how we take care of one another. And this is what my topic was about tonight. Of course, there's a lot of stuff here, and it could be really meditated upon, but the Lord was saying however he designed the body, our natural body, he designed the body of Christ the same way. When there is an injury, every joint supplies. My arm is going to be functional little by little because the rest of my body is going to help it be. And because of the medicine and everything else that I'm doing. So if there's somebody in our church or somebody in our ministry, in our sphere of influence that is wounded, make sure that they're covered. Make sure until they fully heal. Make sure that they are being encouraged to heal and not be wounded for the rest of their life. There's no way that I was going to leave that operation. I was in operation for a couple of hours, and God said before I even went into surgery that I would have full usage of my hand because I was starting it looked so bad. I've never seen anything like it except on a movie. But I'm using that example to tell everybody there are some cases that we know that look really bad. Some people are struggling with addiction, you know, all kinds of stuff. And we think, you can't fix this person. But God can. But he uses us to do it. He uses us to heal the body. He uses us. And so there's a song I'm thinking of, and it was very, very popular years ago. It's by Hezekiah Walker, and it says, I need you. You need me. We're all, and we do, because that's the way God designed us. That's why, more than anything, or the body will not work properly. Will not properly work. No love will be developed. People will be underdeveloped. There'll be arrested development, atrophy. Just like if you don't use your arm or your leg, it atrophies. That means your muscles and everything shrink up and you can't use it to the full function. So let's think about the body right now today. I'm going to end in prayer and begin to pray about the body based on some revelation that God has just given me. Sometimes we just do things all wrong. We just got things upside down focusing on the wrong thing, focusing on status, focusing on your brand, focusing on your point across, or maybe you're wounded yourself and you're not focusing on what God is saying. So when these words shout out to me, love and maturity and unity, that's really what the scripture's saying. And, you know, we have the ability to be able to exhibit these things. So we have the Holy Spirit, right? And so that being the case, we can operate in this. And sometimes it does take a little push. Push yourself out of your comfort zone, and God will help you do the rest, because I believe when we walk in love and cover each other, especially, then we will really be able to see and become strong in a lot of areas where we are very weak and vulnerable right now as it pertains to the body of Christ. We're just messed up. But it made me think about our natural body. Something is wrong. Something's not working properly. That's what I think about. So, Father God, I just thank you for your power and your might. I thank you for speaking in your word to our hearts tonight about a body fitly joined together and how we're to operate, how we have many parts, and different functions, but they all are designed by you to work together. And I thank you, Lord, today that in itself is a huge accomplishment, and it's already been done. I thank you, Lord, today that if we are in a place where we need to learn the anatomy of the body to really with understanding and wisdom, help us to gain that so that we can be able to apply that in how we serve one another. Even how we think about one another, how we pray about one another, that we don't become hopeless and doubt and full of doubt and distrust towards one another. It's usually because something's not working properly. Deal with us in our hearts, Lord, too, in our own personal lives, so that we can be a shining example of what you've called us to be. We can walk, like Paul said, walk worthy of your call, of what we're supposed to be doing, Father God, and give us strength insight and focus and peace to do so, so that if anything, nothing will be broken. Nothing will be lacking. We'll all be whole. And we thank you, Lord, for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Amen. And glory to God. What an anointed teaching we have heard on tonight. And I totally agree with you, my sister. I just find that when you love and respect what God is doing in others, others will love and respect what God is doing in you. When you truly lead with love, I know that what you said is absolutely correct. Hallelujah. So now if there's anyone else sitting in the studio tonight and you have a comment or a question, now is the time. What you need to do is press your 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to make a comment or ask a question. And if you are sitting in the chat room, and you might have a comment or question for Prophetess Vanessa, if you type that now, I will relay it to her. In the meantime and in between time, while I scroll scan the room, we will have a little musical interlude. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord. We need each other to survive. If you have a comment or question, you still have time to ask it. Hallelujah. We have been talking about being a covering for one another. We have been talking about walking in true love and humility with one another. Hallelujah. Being there, standing in the gap for one another. Hallelujah. I just praise God. Thank you. All right. Area code 317-8846. God bless you. You're in the studio.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, evangelists. I've been listening to the broadcast on today, and it confirmed because I just got out of Bible class.
Hallelujah.
And you were talking on the same thing my pastor just talked on. Not even an hour. I heard the same message from you, and I praise God for you. Thank you so much. This right here is something I needed it. I needed it.
All right,
so
now. That's
you.
All right, Adam. Hallelujah.
I thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. That was our own minister, Adam Tuggle. He is a blessed, anointed young man. He is one of the hosts here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. He is the host of the summit. Truly an anointed young man, and we are blessed to have him. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for all that we have heard on tonight. We just praise God for all of you for listening. I want to thank you, Apostle. All right now, prophetess, pastor, apostle, prophetess, pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that just slid on out, sis. Okay.
It
flew smooth out, okay? But anyway, I just want to thank you for the beautiful and anointed message on tonight, my dear sister. You never fail to allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. So on behalf of Prophetess Vanessa and myself, we pray that you just continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. Amen. Amen, my dear sister.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.